Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to get to the root of people's issues without judgment. So I am super excited to introduce Lynn Wadsworth. Now, Lynn is the owner and founder of Holistic Health and Wellness, LLC. She's an AADP certified holistic health practitioner and life coach. Lynn earned her certification through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York. She's also a certified wellness cooking instructor and curator of the Energized Healthy Women's Club. Now, Lynn's area of expertise involves working with women who are in midlife and are tired of the changes they see and experience on a daily basis. She helps them achieve a higher level of health, allowing them to experience more energy, less belly bloat, fewer mood swings, and weight loss. Now, she believes that living in health and wellness encompasses many areas of our lives, not just with diet and healthy eating. Having been a yo-yo dieter and sugar addict for many years, plus suffering from an autoimmune disorder and severe migraines, her own personal experience helps her gain insight to be able to more fully help her clients without judgment, change their lives one step at a time. Lynn's passion is to help others achieve their goals and desires while guiding and encouraging them along the way. Well, welcome, Lynn. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm so thrilled to be here with you today.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women in their midlife become more confident, happier, and healthier versions of themselves. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, top of my mind, of course, is the big question for me. What exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own life coaching and health practicing business?
So I think like many coaches, what prompted me was my own health. I was so very deficient and I didn't really go into it thinking about the entrepreneurial side of it. Mm. But my health was so bad and I just knew that I had to make some changes. And that kind of led me to a chat I had with one of my friends in England who had just gone through health coaching school. And it kind of made lights go off for me. And I decided that there was something I could do for my own health, but I felt I needed to learn something. So I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And after I had implemented some of the changes myself, there was just such a big improvement that I wanted to do it for myself and go into business for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, having experienced that transformation for yourself and then realizing so many women probably could benefit from such a big improvement to their lives. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So how long have you had your own health practitioner and life coaching practice? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, so it's been about 6.5 years. Actually, my first client was probably 7 years ago. And yes, my mission has definitely changed at the guiding of some of the coaches that I worked with at the time, they really pushed me to go into the migraine portion of it. And okay. that just did not work out for me. Ah. I know as a migraine sufferer myself that you want a quick fix. And so it really kind of catapulted me into a different direction, knowing that that wasn't, although my area of genius just was not something that was going to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then your work became more encompassing beyond the just that one aspect of
right.
the person's wellness, pursuit of wellness.
Yes.
Your work became more encompassing. Makes sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
So yes.
Okay. Course, always. I noticed a little giggling there. So I'm guessing that it's been just one or two.
A few of them. So I think that when I became an entrepreneur, I didn't know what it involved. Certainly our school did not prepare us for going out on our own. And of course, a lot of times you have that feeling of you don't know enough. You can't do it yourself. I think there's a lot of self-doubt when you go into something like that. Mm-hmm. Wondering, and even the small portions of what it takes to make a business, I didn't come out with all that information from college. So it was like having to learn all of those little pieces.
Oh, yeah. Those are definitely skills that we aren't born with. and we don't acquire through Girl Scouts or whatever organization you might have been in as a youth, and certainly don't learn these in school. So, well, you've listed a couple different things here, the business skills as well as just that belief and knowing that even though obviously we've had that firsthand experience of our own expertise or zone of genius, but can we really have that transformational impact for others? So of those that you've mentioned, can you share maybe a technique or two that you've done to overcome one of those issues?
So one of those issues would be the knowledge. So right away, I recognized that I needed to get some help in some of those areas. And so I continued my education even while I was coaching so that I could be better at some of those smaller aspects of our business. Mm-hmm. Things like the social media portion, putting together newsletters and the writing portion of it. And even just administratively, I've done that work all of my life, so I had no problems like that. It was mostly with the expectations of how we have to promote ourselves in business mm-hmm. these days. So right. I just took classes and got more comfortable with what that involved.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, the need to get out there and be known for the great work that you're doing does require certain learned skills. So yeah, that makes sense that you would go to those other experts that have that knowledge to share with you. Yes. Now, obviously, you are an expert at helping women in their midlife achieve health and wellness in all aspects of their lives. But I'm curious, Lynn, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges?
It certainly is.
So do you have any challenges or frustrations?
I do because they did not teach us how to be salespeople. And I am not a good salesperson. So the biggest thing with taking that sales role is really how to close the sale and talk about the money aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you're definitely not alone there in that important part of that conversation, because that really is how you start the engagement with your clients, right?
Right, right.
And so it is super important. Yes. Well, if you'd like, I can share maybe a technique or a mindset shift around that if you'd like.
Wonderful. That would be great.
All right. Terrific. So, the interesting thing is our fees are something that obviously are necessary in two different aspects. One is when the person we're looking to work with commits through financial means as well as time, they're invested in really themselves. They're choosing to go all in and make a difference. If it was free or there was no fee to working with you and it was, just give me a call whenever, if it was loose and there was no commitment at all, well, guess what? They wouldn't have that transformation.
Right.
So the financial aspect is a part of what helps your ideal client actually achieve the outcomes of the work with you. It's an interesting thing that happens. It secures them in their investment to themselves, and it creates those guardrails for themselves. So that's a mindset shift right there that hopefully will resonate with you. The second thing is, when sharing what our fees are, what's really helpful to do is to make it clear ahead of time what the value is in real life of the outcomes of your work. What changes? And typically, with the work that you do, my gosh, it's moment by moment how their life is experienced at a new level. Right? Their overall wellness, their urges for food. How do they feel when they get out of bed? How do they feel when they try to go to sleep? Every moment of every day is impacted through your work in a positive way. So what's the value of that? And when you think in those regards about how their life in real life, moment by moment, is impacted, and help them to understand that and resonate with that difference, then that really helps to have confidence in talking about your fees and saying simply, so you're ready to get started. It's the front loading of the conversation is how I phrase it, front loading versus dealing with objections after the fact. I prefer to build the conversation in a certain optimized way so that when you get to the part about, okay, this is what my fees are, and waiting for them to say, let's start, you've created this inspirational, platform for them to want to step into. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very helpful.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully that'll move the needle for you and create more ease within that aspect of the enrollment conversation. And Lynn, we have just been going through 13 months now of the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I was hoping by, 6 months ago we would be out of it, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, but it's been quite the journey, right? The pandemic has had
Certainly. Just
a huge impact on everyone's lives. So I'm curious if you could share a little bit about the impact that it's had on the work that you do.
Yes, so of course, there's been such a rise in stress levels for people. Mm-hmm. And I think for some, because they've started working remotely, there's that isolation and that anxiety that people have experienced.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that if they are working remotely, it changes their whole lifestyle. So mm-hmm. with that stress and anxiety, people have tended to eat more and put on weight.
Yep.
And so that's really become a place where I can definitely help people. Something that's happened in my own life, to be more alone. And so being aware of that in other people's lives is definitely something that even having just a coach and then encouraging them mm-hmm. in ways that they can reach out to other people and lower their anxiety and lower their stress is just so helpful for them.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can see how not just the accountability factor, but also the support around those various areas of their lives that have greatly changed over the past year because kids at home, the refrigerator is now within 20 feet, maybe. there's a lot of impulse decisions around food, maybe, and just, the overall stress of financial and health wellness as well. So, well, Lynn, how do you work with women in their midlife who want to finally feel confident, feel great, look great, and exude wellness? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
So, of course, mine is a totally holistic approach. Okay. I don't use anything to go along with that. It's just totally a natural aspect that I do, holistic for every area of their lives. But the biggest thing that I teach people in midlife does go along with confidence, because as you know, a lot of people reach that time of life and it feels kind of like our life is over, our kids are leaving, maybe going to college, and you stop and ask yourself, you know, what's it all about? What am I doing here? Mm-hmm. But to me, when you reach midlife, I think it's exciting, because I think that life is just beginning. There are so many opportunities for an area where we can change ourselves and make decisions than we haven't before. So that's one thing that I love to delve into with them, but also to teach them how, in a natural, holistic way, as they're going through perimenopause and then into menopause, there are so many more things that are being thrown at us all of the time. We've got those extra mood changes, the extra weight that we put on. And I teach healthy lifestyle changes step by step. So I don't just throw it all at them. It's a step by step process that's easy for them to do that brings about permanent changes. So I don't believe in that diet mentality, because that's what made me a yo-yo dieter. Mm-hmm. I believe in teaching people how they can eat their way through, still being able to enjoy their favorite foods and indulge themselves, but mostly stay on that healthy path. So I teach them ways that they can have that wonderful health with lifestyle changes in every area of their lives that is going to serve them for the rest of their lives. So there are certain pillars of that wellness portion that I teach to them.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. It sounds like you have a very straightforward yet thorough process that really supports women through this, shifting their perspective, shifting their mindset around how to approach wellness without going into the starvation type or,
right,
you know, completely making their life miserable in the process of, right, of trying to feel better. Right. And so, yes. Yeah, I love that. I love that approach. It's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So probably the best place for them is my website, which is holistic-healthandwellness.com, and the health and wellness is all written out. And I also have a Facebook group called the Energized Healthy Women's Group Club. And those are the two places that they would get to know me and get to know how I work with people. My website really lays it out very well.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that is holistic-healthandwellness.com, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then your Facebook group is the Energized Healthy Women's Club.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a private group, I'm assuming, and people can just apply.
It is. And actually in April, we're doing a walking challenge. Oh. Weather's getting warmer for spring. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I keep active in there and keep them engaged so that they can keep on that healthy pathway.
Oh, good. Yeah, great. Well, that sounds like a fun circle of support, as well as I'm sure there's a lot of great content that you share in, yes, there and activities. So fantastic. So that's holistic-healthandwellness.com and the Facebook group, the Energized Healthy Women's Club. All right. Well, Lynn, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, yes, in looking at your experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, I think that what they have to realize is that's a normal response when you're starting something new. And I would say hang in there and don't give up and get help. If you need help, that's what other coaches are there for. or accountability partners. I have done both. An accountability partner has really helped me, somebody I know I can trust that would give me sound advice. That's usually a free way to go about it. Get into some groups that you can get encouragement and support there. Mm-hmm. Because all of these feelings that they experience is just a normal part of the journey. So the biggest tip I would give is do not give up, believe in yourself, and do whatever it takes to change that mindset so that you can believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is powerful, because that initial spark and vision, that's the truth, right? And but like you've shared in your story, in terms of your business journey of, oh my gosh, got my certification, I have all this wisdom and expertise, but opening a starting and running a business, well, that's a whole different ballgame. So teaming up and getting support, accountability partners, all of that is designed to, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other. So, well, fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's very, very helpful. And Lynn, it's just been so great hearing about your journey through your own personal pursuit of health and wellness based on some issues in your health that you were frustrated with, and diving deep into then becoming a wellness practitioner and a life coach. And now this impactful work you're doing, helping women in their midlives feel more confidence and achieve a higher level of health and wellness. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
I want to thank you for having me. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. And again, for our listeners, you can find more information about Lynn and connect with her through her website. That's holistic-healthandwellness.com. And be sure to look her up on Facebook and join that Facebook group, the Energized Healthy Women's Club. And I think you're also on Instagram. Is that correct?
I am, yes.
Okay, terrific. All right. Well, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Lynn Wadsworth. And as always, here's to your success.